Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Now, look, America's team taking on the LA Rams in prime time.
Oh, yeah.
They're one of the biggest hype machines in all of sports media. Between North America shows, Rob Peterson, to everyone down south, people are in love with the Cowboys, and I hate to tell those Cowboy fans out there, they're going to lose week one.
How about that?
And that's something that I can guarantee, and the reason why is they're just all hype.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hello, Canada. Welcome to Hour 2 of the RP Show. It's episode number 317 of Canada's daytime sports talk show, coming to you on Game Plus TV, network, and Facebook Live. A little fire here at the end of Hour 1 when I mentioned how you can't be selfish. You should allow you should be happy for CFL players that go on to the NFL and flourish. Jeff, the Stamps fan, who never really gets anything that I say, is just freaking out. I said, you shouldn't want them to die in our league. And he said, die in our league? Did George Reed die in our league? Ron Lancaster, Damon Allen, blah, blah, blah. Listen, Jeff, you can't even spell George Reed. So come at me when you get that stuff right. Hey, Arash is going to have a lot of thoughts, and he's loaded up. He's ready to go next. But this is the whole concept. I would encourage you to go back and read my 10 things column from the weekend, whereby I say the CFL needs to realize what it is. It is a minor league. I was thinking about this driving around today in Big Bird. Did you see him parked out front?
Oh, yeah.
The American Hockey League, we all respect it highly. There's the NHL here, AHL here, ECHL here, and then Major Junior's way down here. Like, the AHL's way up there. There's nothing to be ashamed of to be an AHL lifer. So there's going to be CFL lifers. But don't be that... what is it? Tarantula, the spider in the cage that's pulling the one spider down that's trying to crawl out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem that I have with people that don't want to see the Stars move on to the National Football League. That's what I'm talking about. So we should all be happy for Chris Streveler. That's what I'm saying.
The American Hockey League prides itself on the players they graduate to the NHL that go on and have success, and that... you know, there's a large percentage of Stanley Cup champions that start in the American Hockey League. It's actually quite a rarity that a player doesn't spend time in the American Hockey League, you know, and move on to the NHL.
Or there are lifers, and that's respectable too.
For sure. Absolutely.
Should be happy for them as well. John Paddock, Jim Lawson, former chairman of the CFL Board of Governors. Anyways, I want to tell our listeners this. Clark Monroe is gone for the week. He's gone to BC with his lovely wife. He's probably watching right now. So he lined up all the guests for the week. You want to see some of the ones that we got here?
Yeah.
Zig Fracassi, SiriusXM NFL Radio. Mike Richards, Andy McNamara, fantasy sports expert from Sportsnet. Our director of scouting, Craig Smith. Greg Zahn, World Series champion. Zahnie's going to be with us. Gene Principe, John Chick. I said we got to bring him on to see what's wrong with the Jaguars. Then they go out and win on Sunday.
Go figure.
Torrey Gurley again with Torrey's tips. Willie Jefferson. So it's going to be a fun week. Let's just quickly re-up the quick six show topics, and we'll bring Arash in, guys, if we can. Number one, obviously, takeaways from week one in the NFL. There's a ton. Point two, the call in Rams-Cowboys. And I'm not even upset that they called Michael Gallup for offensive pass interference. I'm not. I am upset at Mike McCarthy for not taking the points. Do I need to go back on that again? Gambling on 4th and 3 at the opposition 11-yard line. Point three, Brady Newton. Newton Brady. One's happy today, one isn't. Point four, there's a Monday Night Football doubleheader tonight. 6 more hours of football on your telly. Pittsburgh at the New York Giants, followed by Dupes Titans at the Denver Broncos. Point five, Tampa Bay Lightning are a win away from the Stanley Cup Final. And tonight it's game 6 of the Western Conference Final. Dallas at Vegas, or versus Vegas, in Edmonton. Stars up 3-1. And point six, weekend leftovers. The Raptors are out. Blue Jays are winning. Are you noticing? Mighty Heart wins the Queen's Plate. My horse, Belichick, finished second. And Holyfield, DuPont's horse, got dummied.
What do they say about if you're not first?
You're last. Shake and bake. Let's bring in Arash Madani now. There's a lot. There's a sports buffet for you there. Arash, where are you? There he is. Sorry, I know you've been waiting. I know you've been waiting for 8 minutes.
I'm sliding into the to the seat the way Sunday Night Football used to start.
Well, Collinsworth, he kind of looked like Jerry Seinfeld when I saw him, by the way, when he started his onstage set. You heard the topics of that buffet. Where are you filling your plate? Starting.
You tell me, Roddy. I'm wide open, man. I'll just say this. This past weekend might have been the best sports weekend of 2020. I don't care what you're a fan of. If you're into pucks, if you're into football, if you're into baseball, the Blue Jays are in a pennant race. If you like tennis like me, you just had, you know, four outstanding semifinals on the men's and women's side and the two finals. I think that we need to appreciate this, Rod, because come mid-October, we're going to be down to baseball postseason and the NFL, and in November and December, it's just going to be football and nothing else. So let's enjoy it while we have it.
I know. I unfortunately agree. Dupes has a point.
Well, once you get into this buffet, we'll never get a chance, Arash. So tell me, who won the tennis match between you and Dunk? Because I've been playing
for a while. We know who won. How did you win?
Yeah, okay. I've been waiting to get my hands on him on the court. So.
Well, it won't take you much to beat him, Darren. I'll tell you that.
All right.
I mean, you talk about somebody who has a long way to go. Old Justin Dunk. 6-1-6-1 for those keeping track at home. And yes, Dunk, if you're watching, I'm spiking the football in your face again.
We're going to clip this and we'll spike it on social media too.
Yeah, sounds good. We're going to get to the Vikings soiling themselves against Green Bay, but McCarthy on not taking the points. He is blaming the game from what I read on the call at the end, Jalen Ramsey, Michael Gallup. How did you feel about how the Cowboys' first-year coach, in his debut, muffed it?
Yeah, I just don't understand, Rod. Look, I get that he's got a five-year contract. I get that he's not on the hot seat. It's his first game as head coach. But you're getting dominated at the point of attack. At the line of scrimmage, the Cowboys were absolutely getting rocked by Donald and Brockers, and they couldn't do a thing about it. You got a rookie right tackle. You had just lost Cameron Irving. You knew you didn't have him. Points are at a premium. 37 points scored, I believe, at that point. You take the three. I mean, it's not even a question. It's not like the crowd's a factor, because that wasn't the case at all in that sparkling palace that they had there. I get what Mike McCarthy's trying to do. He's trying to set an attitude as a new head coach. But man, oh man, what Herm say? You play to win the game? Hello. I don't understand the decision.
Yeah, I don't either. And Kirk Cousins was very Kirk Cousins-like. Did you see that coming?
Oh yeah, of course. He's terrible. Look, you can give that guy starting quarterback money, but he's not a $32 million a year quarterback. And I get that's the going rate for starting quarterbacks, but you're just never going to win with him. So, Rod, here's an interesting one for you. Take Mahomes aside, and maybe Lamar Jackson. This is my philosophy on quarterbacks now, because who are the dominant quarterbacks in the game today? It's Jackson, it's Mahomes, it's Rodgers, I guess Breeze,
Russell Wilson.
And am I missing a dominant quarterback that you would just want on your team right now that you feel you're in a chance to win the Super Bowl right away with that?
Well, Kyler Murray is just too young. I'd take Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm. So this is where I'm going. My belief is that unless you find a Patrick Mahomes, and even if you do, every 3 years as an organization, you draft a quarterback in the first round. Because you are not going to win a Super Bowl paying a quarterback max money. There has not been a Super Bowl champion paying their starting quarterback max money. Look at the last few years. Patrick Mahomes was on an entry-level contract. Nick Foles was basically the backup quarterback, and Carson Wentz was on a rookie contract. Russell Wilson, when the Seahawks won it, he was still on an entry-level contract. The Brady conversation is different because Brady never played for max. I just don't believe, Rod, that you can win paying your quarterback $32 million or so. And the history backs it up. Even when the Ravens won in February of 2013, Joe Flacco got his money after that. The reason why Kansas City won is because they hit not a home run, a grand slam on Mahomes as the best player in the league on a rookie contract, surrounding himself with ridiculous talent. And the reason why Kansas City's got a shot this year is because Mahomes signed an extension. They didn't rip up the contract, so he's still on his rookie deal. I really believe that if you just draft a quarterback every 3 years, you have him for 5 years on a rookie deal, and maybe 1 year you franchise and then you have him for six. The Mahomes, the Jacksons, the Rodgers, the Wilsons, the Breeze, they are few and far between. For every five of those, there's 27 who aren't. And what ends up happening is the Jay Cutlers and the Andy Daltons and the Kirk Cousins of the world end up getting $27, $28, $30, $32 million, and the rest of your roster is junk. And that's why I believe if I'm an organization, that might be the right way of going about constructing my roster.
Blue Bombers linebacker Micah Awe is writing in, and I see you reading it there. He says, I do remember saying this a couple of weeks ago. Sure. It's a team sport. Hey, listen, I agree. Micah, I believe, had said that he thinks linebackers should be the highest paid players on the team. Nobody's saying quarterback isn't the most important position on the team. You're not saying that, right? Or you just can't load all your eggs in one basket.
Wrong guy, right? Look, it's one thing if you believe organizationally that we think, look, and it's a copycat league, right? Think back to when the Giants won those two Super Bowls with Eli. They won it because of their pass rush. They won it because Justin Tuck was an animal. So then for a run, it's a copycat league. Everybody started paying pass rushers a bunch of money. Then, you know, corners started making a bunch of money because teams started winning with their secondary, and quarterbacks are going to get paid. Now it's a tight end league. George Kittle just got a pile of money because it was San Francisco and Kansas City in the Super Bowl. Travis Kelce's going to get a pile of money. It's a copycat deal. So that's fine. But if you're going to pay a linebacker, if you're going to pay a tight end, if you're going to pay a pass rusher, if you're going to pay a quarterback, Rod, you have to get it right. You can't blow it. And what so often happens is you make the wrong trade, you make the wrong draft pick, you make the wrong free agent decision, and to make up for that error, you almost double down on that error to justify why you made the first mistake in the first place. You know who doesn't do that? Belichick. And that's why they win. Belichick has no problem unloading a first-round pick who just, you know, he says, they're not good enough, let's go get somebody else.
Yeah, and they're paying Cam under $1 million this year. But you know what? My last couple of points on this is a CFL segue. Rose Henry, you saw viewer in Edmonton, I almost said the team name, Edmonton football franchise fan, said, oh my God, BC Lions. You said copycat league. It's a copycat sport. So Ed Hervey thinks he can go pay Mike Riley the most in the league and then pay everybody else nothing. And how did that work out for them? And that's kind of the pickle that the CFL has themselves in right now in terms of some contracts that aren't that good. But that's one of many problems the CFL is facing right now, as you know.
I'll tell you this much, Rod. There is an issue, speaking of Mike Riley and the BC Lions, there is an issue between player and franchise right now. Mike was owed $400,000, around $400,000 as a report and pass bonus going into camp. 400 G's. They restructured his contract. Mike cannot be a happy camper right now if he's not going to make that money. And when the PA and the league had come to an agreement, pending the government money, all report and passes were going to be paid. There hasn't been much said on this, but I really believe there's some trouble in paradise there with Riley and the Lions, and that something needs to be ironed out. It's not going to happen anytime soon. But I can assure you that Mike Riley will not be happy with that much of his money not coming his way.
That's a pretty big scoop right now. I saw a quote from Zach Caleros just last week that players haven't been paid yet. You saw in the latest news here when they canceled the season that the teams would be applying to the government on behalf of the players for wage subsidy or CERB, whatever you want to call it. Do you know anything about players being paid? Riley aside, I mean, that's a big contract to pay out. $2,000 a month's not going to cover Mike Riley's bills, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, no, and I haven't followed it to be quite honest on that front. But Zach's right. I mean, what has the league really done for the players, Rod, other than offer them an opt-out?
Now, as far as we know, they're supposed to be getting money, but I haven't heard of that happening. And so, and lastly, was Strevler going to Arizona? Obviously, I think we're all happy for him. Some people wrote into our Instagram and said they're not. Some people don't want to see these players allowed to go to the NFL, which just is asinine thinking. What a great marketing ploy for the CFL to have Strevler doing his thing in Arizona.
Absolutely. And it's only good for the player. It's only good for the league. It's only good for the exposure of the league, for the, you know, a reminder of what's going on up here, that there is real talent north of the border. And I mean, it's just ridiculous to say, why don't let the players go down there? You don't have a league playing right now. These guys are supposed to have a chance to make a living. So good for Chris Strebler, good for the CFL. And Rod, I think it's just going to be more and more. I really believe that. And at a time where who knows what's going to happen next year, but here's what we saw yesterday. We saw teams with new coaches and new quarterbacks go 2-5 and or new quarterbacks go 2-5. And Cam Newton's one of them. Pretty good quarterback, former league MVP to have in New England. There were no OTAs or no mini camps, no preseason games. That means the teams with the most continuity are going to succeed. It's a season in which there are fewer undrafted free agents than ever on NFL rosters. If you're a CFL free agent, you have a better chance of cracking an NFL roster under that circumstance, because at least you're a seasoned pro and you're not an unknown kid, 21, 22 years old, coming out of an unknown school. Football, you know what they're like? You know what football coaches like, Roddy? The devil they know rather than the devil they don't. And when you don't have off-season programs, you don't have OTAs and mini camps to showcase yourself, coaches haven't seen you do your thing, they're not going to invest in you.
No, and ask all those free agent kickers that tried out in NFL training camps. Liram Hiralaju is an example, good example. 100% in camp gets cut. You get Lowther looking for a deal. It was a rough day for kickers yesterday, if you notice, with injuries and misses. So I'm hoping that maybe some of those guys will get a call. Hey, a last one. Jeff Kozak writes in and says, shouldn't the commish be still front and center, giving the league updates on what's happening? Any thoughts? I don't expect to see him. What's there to say? But any thoughts on that?
What have we seen from the commissioner over the last 3 or 4 months? Jeff, I hear what you're saying. Where's he been? He was in hiding for a lot of that whole period and process, don't forget, until he showed up doing a video for the Finnish Football League. Rod, the void in leadership is just so apparent. And they don't have a plan. And apparently they're trying to figure it out. What have we heard over the last 6 weeks about this? Not a whole hell of a lot.
Nope. The only plan I hear is continuing to ask for money that they're not getting.
What a plan?
That's the extent of the plan right now. Good chat, my friend.
Okay, boys. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too. Arash Madani joining us from downtown Toronto with a great sports update today. We'll be right back. We'll take more of your questions. We got NFL on the table. We got NHL. Raptors bow out. Seems like a month ago to me. I don't know. Maybe not to everybody, but it does to me. We'll be right back. Sports update coming up, too. It's the RP Show, episode 317 of Canada's daytime sports talk show. Continues right after this on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You need to adapt, and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG, always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
Laid back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Let's get that comment up, guys. Craig Campbell, if you don't mind, watching from the Hockey Hall of Fame. Here it is. Craig Campbell, downtown Toronto, watching. He says, I'll try the NFL again, but teams have moved around. I don't know many of the players other than a handful. Kind of sounds like the argument people in the GTA make about players in the CFL. Unfortunately, I really think Arash is right. I put in my... I'm not upset that Arash is right. I wish he wasn't right, but I don't think we're going to have any other sports to talk about here into the winter other than the National Football League. And into 2021, I have no idea once the NFL's done what there's going to be. Frankly, we're going to be fine here. Because as long as people are getting together for coffee, that's what we do every day, talking about the day's events in sports.
Yep.
And we don't know what's going on in the CFL because we haven't heard anything. That doesn't mean there isn't anything going on. We just haven't heard about it. It was 7 months of limbo, right? We're in the seventh month of this.
Yep.
It was 7 months of people trying to figure out what the hell was going on. And now the reaction's coming, and it's going to be the layoffs, and it's going to be begging for money, not getting it, then what? Whacking jobs and trying to see what it will be like coming back in 2021. That's why I think NFL Canada right now is the best option, but these owners don't want it because they don't want to give up control of the league. This is what I kind of think is going on. Dougal Cameron in Calgary, Stamps fan, says, if Randy Ambrosi is going to continue to ghost the fans and media, just rip the Band-Aid off and finish the job. What does that mean? Resign? I don't think Randy Ambrosi will resign. I think he enjoys the job. Pre-pandemic, what did he say multiple times? I wake up every morning and can't believe what a great job I have.
Welcome to the club.
That changed pretty fast.
Doesn't it?
For Randy.
Yep.
Nobody knows where it's going. And I think the most disappointing thing that I have for you is the people that have turned on Randy Ambrosi. The people that were once in his corner, right from the jump, have turned on him. I just don't like seeing it. Friends like that, you don't need enemies.
With friends like that, you don't need enemies. It's totally true. I mean, that's the disappointing part, is if you're going to be in his corner, be in his corner. Don't run and hide because things aren't good.
Yeah. Craig Smith, our director of scouting, is watching. He says, happy 35th anniversary to Kathy Smith. You guys been together 35 years?
Like, with the life that Craig leads and the amount of football he watches, glued, she sets him up. Like, she sets him up with that great setup with all the TVs, and she's got the TV. She is, like, the sweetheart to end all sweethearts. So, Craig, you did well. You did well.
He has done well. Ryan, our technical producer, telling me in my ear, he's filling in for Clark this week, that Kathy's a saint. She's an absolute saint, but so is Craig. Craig, they don't look that old, though. That's why I'm like, 35? What? They don't look like they've been, anybody would have been that long together.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, to the sports update that I promised, Canada's Brooke Henderson had to settle for runner-up. I got to stop for a minute, because I got a saint, too. Like, I tease her so much, and she puts up with so much. You think I'm easy to live with? No man is easy to live with, I don't think.
No. And, you know, you learn, you know, it's about finding somebody who's on your team, right?
Right.
And with all the stuff, she's on your team. And you just know that, you know, that's what makes it work, right? I'm learning so much, you know.
From who? From what?
My mentors in life, you and Craig Smith and Peter Labardius and all these. You guys don't realize it, but just sitting back here, picking up all the tidbits
about
broadcasting life, but about life.
Smitty's got a saint, but I have a saint.
Yeah.
My friends have long said to me that, don't get offended. This is what my friends say, not me. You've got the only normal one in captivity. That's what my friends have said about my wife. I know. I've told her that. Anyways, to the sports update. Canada's Brooke Henderson had to settle for runner-up at the LPGA's ANA Inspiration in California yesterday after South Korea's Miram Lee won the tournament on the first hole of a three-way playoff. The Dallas Stars are one win away from a spot in the Stanley Cup Final heading into Game 5 of their third-round series against the Vegas Golden Knights tonight. Anton Hudobin has been superb in net to help get the Stars up 3-1 in the Western Conference Final. Dallas last made the Cup Final in 2000. When it lost to the New Jersey Devils. Hell of a story about that. I was in Dallas when they handed out the Stanley Cup in 2000 to the Devils at Reunion Arena, but I wasn't in the rink. I was at the George Strait Country Fest, a 12-hour country festival from noon to midnight at Cowboys Stadium.
You were there?
I was in the facility. Why not? I said it's going to be a lot of you and me on the show today, not as many guests. It's a hell of a story. Went down there. And I said to my wife, the Stars offered me box seats, luxury box suites for game 7. I think it was game 6, either or. And I said, hey, Stanley Cup could get handed out tonight. I've always wanted to be in the building when the Stanley Cup gets handed out. And she said, we came down here for George Strait. We're going to George Strait. It's a win-win for me. Oh. It's like choosing between pizza and ice cream.
Of course.
So here's the thing, though. It's 2000. That doesn't seem like that long ago. Technologically, it might as well have been Ice Age. So here's who's performing at Texas Stadium, home of America's team. Tim McGraw, Kenny Chesney, Martina McBride, Asleep at the Wheel, George Strait, all of them. It was like Craven in one day.
Whoa.
75,000 people.
That's a grand slam.
I know. And when it was over, I don't believe I had a cellular phone at that time. What? So I walked out of Cowboys Stadium, long lineup for a cab, and I'm like, hey, who won the Stars game? Who won the Stars game? It's Dallas in 2000. No, the who, the what? And I'm like, this wouldn't have happened in Winnipeg. They know! You know what I mean? So it wasn't until I got in the cab, going back to the hotel, put it on 820 WBAP, Ralph Strangis calling the game, and they're in like double or triple overtime. They're still going! And then I heard Jason Arnott scored the winner. Devils win the Stanley Cup in Dallas. Could have been there. Didn't go. I'm okay with it because I saw the king. Very memorable night, though.
Win-win. But that's the thing, and I know it's a win-win there, but to be able to pivot and change plans, you got to be okay with that, right? A little bit. That's kind of the way I want to lead my life. And I know it's kind of, well, I said I was going to do this. I want to be a person who sticks to their commitments. But sometimes things happen, and you got to be able to pivot and, hey, still be a great time, but that was a win-win. You weren't going to lose with making
right.
any of those decisions.
Really seems like yesterday, too, by the way, because Sugarland was playing out front of the stadium as we were walking in prior to noon. Sugarland.
Just out front, though.
This new Texas band that nobody'd really heard about, Sugarland.
Yeah.
It was a good day. I got a little sidetracks there, dupes. Week 1 of the NFL season features a doubleheader tonight, kicking off with the Pittsburgh Steelers and New York Giants at MetLife Stadium. Both teams are coming off disappointing seasons that included missing the playoffs. The late game will see the Denver Broncos hosting the Tennessee Titans. Derrick Henry will line up against former teammate Jarrell Casey, who's clogging up their running lanes in Denver following his offseason trade from Tennessee. It's an off day for the Toronto Blue Jays after taking 2-of-3 against the Mets in Buffalo over the weekend to improve to 26-20. The second-place Blue Jays start the day 3.5 games behind the Tampa Bay Rays for first in the AL East with 14 games to go in their shortened season. This sports update for Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bars, the best you'll ever have with 7 amazing flavors. RP Show viewers get 20% off with the promo code RPSHOW. Order yours now at G2GBars.ca. I think that Ben Cahoon got hacked on his Instagram. I had a new follower today, at BenCahoon86. And then in my DMs, hi, how are you today? From Ben Cahoon.
Okay.
Isn't that usually how it goes? You have people hacking accounts and writing you randomly, right?
Yeah.
I'm not the only person that happens
to. No, but Ben Cahoon might actually be writing you randomly. That's the difference. Did you reply?
No, I didn't.
You should. Drop a line in that water and let's see what happens.
I just assumed he was hacked. Can somebody get a hold of Ben Cahoon? Now I feel like an idiot. I didn't respond to him. He saw I read it.
Drop a line in there and reply and just.
He's like, what a jerk. I sponsor his show and he didn't even write me back.
We're going to answer him right now.
Good.
Talk.
Yeah, exactly. Where are we going?
There it is.
There you go.
Ben Cahoon. Hello. How have you been doing? Great, Ben. Should I send him a secret question? Whose record did you break to become the all-time receptions leader?
To proceed, please answer the following security question.
I think Ben Cahoon was hacked.
Well, we'll find out.
From the viewers, Wayne in Victoria, BC says, I don't think anyone could solve the problem with the CFL because of the 9 different owners not getting together for the good of the league. Jeff the Stamps fan, to all those pushing NFL Canada, what does that even mean? The devil's in the details. What are the specifics? Hang on. We'll come back on that.
Okay,
that's a tasty one. From Caesar. You know Caesar?
Yep.
He says, I hate your shirt, RP. That's why I wore it. LOL. Kyler looked good. Jimmy G, not so much. His throws were off, meaning preseason is important with concerns on game speed versus practice speed. Look, it's overreaction Monday in the NFL. You can take all of the results Sunday and just scrub them all of them, everywhere. It means nothing. It's one game for everybody. Now, Devontae Adams will probably have a good year, right? Like individual performances, I think will continue, but team performances, even Mike McCarthy clearly was out of regular game mentality. Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Any of what happened on Sunday really means bunk in terms of projecting what's going to happen down the line, my opinion.
Always. It's the biggest overreaction day of the entire season. It, especially in fantasy. We're all picking up all these guys.
Right.
No. They're probably not going to do this week in, week out, week in, week out, the same way it happened yesterday. You're right. The individual performances, some of those will continue. But, yeah, don't overreact.
It's overreaction Monday.
Yeah, just relax a little bit. Just enjoy the day.
By the way, I tweeted this morning, I don't need fantasy football to enjoy the NFL. Don't at me. I will double down on that today. I don't need it. Nor do you, probably.
No.
But I guess it helps you guys.
It's fun. I enjoy it, but don't need it to enjoy it. Enjoy the NFL.
You don't need alcohol to have a good time.
Of course not.
Same mentality.
Yeah.
On the NFL Canada thing, you understand we're just spitballing here, although the idea of it first came up on this show way, way back in the spring. And I get that the staunch CFL lifers are way dead set against it. Guys will lose their jobs. Player types and bodies that have been mainstays in the CFL won't happen. But if you want to avoid what's going on right now, that the CFL is like the only pro league not playing for the most part, because their business model is a lot more like the American Hockey League or a lot more like the NLL than it is the NHL NFL, then you're going to have to protect against it happening again. And that is, the salaries are paid for. I'll give you an example. If you want to use the American Hockey League model, because I was talking to an NHL scout not that long ago, I didn't know. Like when I first started following the American Hockey League and the IHL, the Iron League. About half the teams were owned by the NHL teams, and half the teams were owned by an independent owner.
Okay.
And I assume that was still the case. Not in 2020. There's only one American Hockey League team that's not owned by its parent NHL club, and that's the Chicago Wolves. The owner has more money than God. He just wants to win a championship and have a shiny ring to show all his rich friends. You know what I mean? He doesn't care about making money, losing money. He just wants to win. That's the only team. The rest of them are all owned by the NHL teams. Now, this is from a pro scout that I trust, and you know him.
Yep.
So if the NFL teams are paying the salaries of those NFL Canada players, you're going to have to lower the Canadian ratio. I'm sorry. I'm not anti-Canadian. But again, our best thinking got us where we are now. So it's going to have to change. We could go to American rules, potentially in American dimensions, or maybe we don't. But you can't have 370-pound defensive tackles running all over this field. It's not going to happen. And I know people are saying the Packers would never send Jordan Love to Winnipeg to develop. Well, guess what? He might not even play behind Zach Kolaros if Zach's better. Is Zach even in the league? I don't know. Right. Everything that you know about CFL Canada, CFL, would have to change. A lot of people are going to be out the door. I'm sorry. But again, I'll say it again. We say it in recovery. Our best thinking got us into this mess. So this same thinking is not going to get us out. Sorry. Over to you.
No, just it's overreaction Monday. Don't overreact to the term NFL Canada like you would overreact to a text message from a girl or from a boy. Oh, my God, he doesn't like me because of that text message. He doesn't want to go to the movies tomorrow. That means he doesn't like me. It means he's seeing somebody else, blah, 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 blah. And you write the whole story. And it doesn't mean it's not the case at all. She doesn't want to go to the movies, or he doesn't want to go to the movies because he's going to watch the football game. Like, it has nothing to do with what you think it does. So just because we drop NFL Canada doesn't mean that we have to be affiliates, that we have to play four-down football, that we have to shrink the fields, that we have to change all the team names. The only detail I think you need to know right now is money,
yeah,
and credibility. That's it.
Well,
the rest we'll figure out.
Thank you. I'm sorry to cut you off,
no,
but it's getting people passionate here. And look, believe it or not, I'm not necessarily right about everything. Kent Ridley, hang on with the Armando comment. I'm coming to that. Kent Ridley from Ridley Scouting, an American who watches this show religiously, says, Rod, you better check that. I don't think Milwaukee is owned by the Predators. I believe the Milwaukee Brewers own them. And that might be the case. He's talking about the Milwaukee Admirals. I'd have to do a little more checking into this. But the concept is that the minor league team is corporately owned by a giant. So whether it's the Predators or the Brewers, I don't care. But my point is, it's got the backing behind it that if it was hit with a crisis, I mean, nobody planned for the coronavirus, but they'd survive. That's the whole point in all this, not privately owned. And to Armando Moreno, he says, just remember, Kurt Warner had to go to Amsterdam to develop and see how it worked. That's our Mexican global reporter. He's watching in Mexico. And I could not agree more. I love Kurt Warner. Can we hang the success on NFL Europe on one player? The scouts will. Oh, worked for him. What about the 20,000 that went through there that we never heard of?
Yeah.
But I did have a coach call me from Texas in the spring when we first started floating this NFL Canada idea. And he's like, so just, hey, how would this work? When would they play, for instance? I said, exact same as NFL Europe, in the spring. Why not? We can play March, April, May up here and past it right up until Labor Day. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It could happen. Well, we got everybody going. It's not happening, by the way. We're spitballing today. And one more before we break. Donald Mitchell watching in the Middle East. He says, anything more about MLSE? Man, this sucks. Yeah, there is more on MLSE. I don't really know what to believe. They're certainly in the mix. Let's put it this way. They've been kicked in the pills, too, pretty hard. They're kind of sitting back going, do we have as much money in the reserve and as much money as we thought that we had? Because they haven't had any revenue coming in either. MLSE. I still think when the smoke clears, and if the NFL Canada is not an option, it will be MLSE. But let's put it this way. The financial picture for MLSE 6 months ago was a lot different than it is now. It looked a lot better 6 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying it's not going to happen. But in those talks I said I was having Thursday, Friday with folks, MLSC is like, ooh, do we really want this?
We're thinking about it.
Could you blame them?
I can't. Yeah, you can't blame them.
So we'll continue to talk about this and more when we come back. It's the RP Show on a Monday, episode 317 of Canada's Daytime Sports Talk Show continues after this on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating, proudly serving Regina and area since 1978. Updating and improving your air conditioning system does not need to be difficult. You can breathe easy with our 100% satisfaction guarantee, flexible financing options, and maintenance programs. We will be with you throughout the process from start to finish. Contact us today so we can help you breathe a little easier. 306-781-2090.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Download the app today.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Oh, yeah. He's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, the program is brought to you by Bidzy. What day is it, Darren?
It is Monday.
All right. Ding, ding, ding.
Overreaction Monday.
You're right.
What did I win?
A gift certificate to Ballers.
Oh, thank you.
Do you have a job and don't know who to contact? Bidzy it. Do you own a business and want to be alerted of nearby customers? Bidzy it. Big or small, Bidzy connects businesses and people to jobs. Post your project on Bidzy.com for free today. We got Morgan Reeder coming in from Inside Pitch in the overtime segment. We're going to talk a little bit about, baseball, obviously, and, you know, COVID-affected things. And the last segment with you here, before we bring in Morgan for overtime, was Arash's comment how come November, December, the only thing we're going to be talking about is the NFL. I don't know who the people you talk about. Honestly, for the most part, when the show ends, we go our separate ways, i.e., we don't have junior broadcasts or Canada West games that we'd normally be doing.
Right.
We would be together later on in the day, but in this current sports climate, we don't have that.
For sure.
And with the business of gatherings of 150 in this province and mostly across Canada, no more for outdoor and still only 30 for indoor, you can see people screaming and yelling, stomping their feet as much as they want, wanting sports to come back. The government really isn't budging from what I can see. They really aren't.
No.
And a lot of these big business guys that I'm talking to, they don't necessarily want to see things opened up either.
No, I mean,
in terms of the health of the public.
Yeah, I mean, they have to stay true to what they believe is right, you know, and be able to block out the outside noise and the complaining on social media about, you know, my kids can't play hockey or they've closed it down and we can't all go watch like we used to be able to. Well, guess this isn't the same world that we lived in a year ago or 2 years ago, right? It is going to be different, unfortunately. Just be patient, you know, don't be Don't be a dick when you're walking into a, you know, a restaurant or walking into a place that asks you to wear a mask. Just, you know, do it and move on.
Well, how do you feel about the people, and I'm interested to get Morgan's thoughts from the baseball players, but there's a lot of hockey people and football saying, how come baseball can play? How come this can play? How come we can't play? And your comment about patience triggered that in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just about not getting exposed so that you can get drafted or get that scholarship, is it that big of a deal as opposed to the health side of all this? You know, and I, the one thing that you've said all along here is, why can we not just meet in the middle, wear a mask, and go to these facilities?
That's
what you've been saying.
That's my, you know, solution to all of it is meet in the middle. And you know what? People are understanding. You know, I walked into the Starbucks this morning, and now you have to wear a mask starting today. I saw the sign.
Really?
I saw the sign on the weekend. And because I went there on the weekend and I had my mask on, and I wear it every time I go in just to get my coffee. And as soon as the door shuts, my mask is off, right? Walk back to my car. But you had to have one this morning. And sure enough, I didn't have mine with me. So I'm all nervous walking in, and I'm like, sorry, guys, I don't have it. They're like, we got one for you. I'm like, well, I'm just picking up a mobile order. Okay, no worries. And they're like, it's okay. It's first day, whatever. And I'm like, I usually wear one every day, and it was very respectful, and everything's cool. But I could have went in guns a-blazing and be like, this is ridiculous. I don't have a mask. Give me my... They're not going to treat...
Somebody would do that.
They're not going to treat me that well. I'm not going to get the best service. Life's not... And for what, right? So just have some patience. Try and work with everybody, and it'll be smooth.
Yeah. The debate, of course, is, do the masks work? John Chick, who will be with us on Friday, to talk NFL, not coronavirus, but he said it's akin to trying to stop a mosquito from going through a chain link fence. That's from John. He doesn't think they work. And the government officials and health officials, I don't think they believe they will either, or they would have opened things up more. So anyways, the point being, I can't necessarily see them playing hockey or any of these other team sports well into the winter. And that was a rash. And I saying that earlier, and I agree with him. No matter how much you stomp your feet. Are the protests going to start? Like the NCAA football parents? Did you see them protesting up front of the schools in the states?
Yep.
Are that going to start?
They may. It may
start. They might.
You look at the top high school players. You look at the top, you know, college players, top junior hockey players. They're still going to get drafted. The people who it sucks for is the people who, you know, the athletes who haven't been as prepared, who haven't done as well, and we're hoping for one more chance to show the scouts something. One more chance, right? So the ones who have always been there and always had success, no matter the ones who were prepared, they're in good shape because their tape is and their film is still good, right?
Just a couple on the football before we break. Dougal Cameron in Calgary says, if they want no part of NFL Canada, then steal a high-ranking person with hands and experience in the NFL marketing department to be the next commissioner. He's talking about the owners.
Interesting.
They do, rightly or wrongly, still own the league. So they'll decide where this is going until they step away. And right now, there's no appetite to get rid of Randy Ambrosi. To talk about the next commissioner right now is a fool's errand, as they like to say. Mike in Toronto says, what are the chances the CFL owners are thinking if they let the CFL die, can they finally bring NFL teams north of the border? CFL owners don't want that. They don't want the NFL in Canada. They don't want a 33rd team in Canada. They absolutely don't. They know that'll be the death knell for them.
Yeah.
And patience. Tony, watching in Esteban, he says, patience doesn't pay the bills, boys. I know, Tony, I know. And I sit here every day going, I'm just grateful that we are still been on the air through all of this, and we're actually growing instead of shrinking. We got a platform for you if you want to come and talk about how this might be ruining your life. But I don't have that.
That's the hard part. You know, patience doesn't pay the bills, but it's so key to long-term growth and development. And, you know, the long-term picture far outweighs short-term struggles, far outweighs it. And it doesn't pay the bills, but you got to scratch and claw and find a way to get by now while being patient. It's not easy, but you got to find a way.
Well, somebody wants to come on here on behalf of junior teams or whomever, Tony, you're talking about, we sit right here. Tell your story, but I can't tell it for you. And one more from Kent Ridley from Ridley Scouting. My thought for an ideal CFL-NFL partnership would be to open 5 import roster spots to NFL teams. 5 spots, salaries paid by the NFL, opens up funds for CFL salary cap creates added interest on both sides of the border. Well, that's where I think we have to go. I'm just thinking that the current CFL owners aren't interested. We're going to talk baseball coming back. Dupes, you were great today.
Happy birthday, Mom.
There you go, Paula. Happy birthday. We got some leftover cake for you here,
hey,
if you're interested. Overtime's next. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
All right, welcome back, everybody, for the overtime segment. Dupes is adjourned. He's done for the day. Paula DuPont watching, so I'll say it again. Happy birthday, Paula, and she acknowledges that. Appreciate everything you do for us, Paula. So, Morgan Reeder's at Inside Pitch. It is a neighbor of ours. It's a... Maybe you should explain it, Morgan. Baseball Training Academy. Would I be correct in saying that?
Yeah, you'd be correct.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Well, the cool thing is, I mean, it's funny. You said you can talk MMA, baseball, and that's all you want to talk or can talk. Is that Major League Baseball or amateur baseball?
I think amateur baseball is my key. You know, I'm really into the skill development side of it. Of course, I played for a number of years, and I still watch the Jays, and my team is actually San Francisco Giants, but...
Cool.
Yeah, I've been really into MMA for a while, too.
No, like how long? Since the 90s or?
Yeah, since like, you know, almost the start. Ken Shamrock days, UFC 1, 2,
Good
3.
For you.
I just really admired the work ethic that they put into getting in shape. And started doing a bit of jiu-jitsu with AJ Scales in town, too.
See, now, if we're going to have to bring you back to talk MMA, here's why. I mean, you know what I've done for a living in my whole life is sports media. And I was telling my brother, we were going up to drag races in Saskatoon on the weekend. And I said, the craziest athletes I've ever been around or interviewed is MMA athletes. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
And particularly the pros, but there's really no difference between amateur or professional. There really isn't.
Yeah.
Right? You get in the cage and I'm in there with them announcing it. You hear that clink behind your shoulder? Whoo!
Yeah.
And I'm just announcing, not fighting. But try and interview a guy as soon as he's just finished a fight. He doesn't even remember it.
Yeah.
He blacked out.
For sure.
Is that what you like about it? What do you like about it?
I think it's just, it's exciting. I like the work ethic. I've been to probably 10 to 15 UFCs.
Sweet.
I used to go to the local ones when they're, you know, we're here, and it's just so interesting. A chess match, high level chess match with your body.
Oh yeah.
And not to mention, like I said, the work ethic and just admiring the physiques of these guys. You put your arm around them for a picture, and every one of them's like a rock.
It's like a brick.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is awesome. Well, so anyways, maybe you'd be our UFC analyst coming back. Would you do that?
Sure.
Okay. So baseball, here's the thing. We roll up here every day doing our thing at the Rod Peterson Show, and we're up on one of the upper floors of the building, but a couple doors down is Inside Pitch. And I'm telling you, man, your front door is like a revolving door of kids, it seems to be. Their parents are dropping them off.
Yep, for sure.
But how has COVID, it didn't seem to have affected you too much because you've been busy.
Yeah, we've been doing pretty well. Basically, we run really small groups, so we haven't been too bad. Of course, when we were shut down by the government there, I think it was around March 18th, if I remember correctly, it was tough. We were closed for 3 months. We transitioned to some online training, some remote programming, some Zoom classes and that type of thing, which was pretty cool because we had kids coming in from, you know, our California location, our Saskatoon location, Regina, you know, all around Saskatchewan. They could still learn, you know, without actually being physically present at our facility.
Mm-hmm. So how would you say the state of baseball is, COVID aside, in Saskatchewan? Baseball people tell me it's awesome. It's growing and it's great.
I think it is. I think it's great. And I think, you know, the Blue Jays doing well this year, it really helps. I know there's always a big push when the Blue Jays do well. I think that, you know, probably what was that, about 5-6 years ago, I think.
2015 and 16, yeah.
And then before that, it was actually come way back, I'll date myself, but I played the Jays here in 93. So I was part of the
RBI, NBI.
National Baseball Institute.
Yeah.
Yeah, national program. So, I mean, when the Jays do well, baseball seems to, you know, enrollment seems to increase. I think, unfortunately, I know you were talking about hockey earlier, and there's some struggles with that. I know baseball was able to play this year, and I think people were excited about that. And I think that it's, you know, transferring into some more probably signups and training for the offseason, knowing that that's an option.
Yeah, well, so you heard me saying the hockey and football people are wondering how baseball can play and they can't. And it's not just being on the diamond, it's traveling city to city. Is it just the distancing nature of baseball? Is that what it was? Did you talk to health officials or government officials why that was?
Well, I didn't talk to anyone directly besides, you know, some emails back and forth. But I think the distance thing in baseball is key. I know that as far as the local leagues went, there wasn't a lot of travel. You know, I think they kept, like, Regina teams would maybe play 3 or 4 teams the whole year. Saskatoon teams would play each other. I think the small towns had a bit of travel. So, you know, I'm not sure what side of the fence, you know, you'd be on with that. But it was necessary for those small town teams. But, yeah, I think, you know, with the distancing, I don't know. I just don't see it as very high risk, although I'm no expert, that's for sure.
Well, hey, trust me, I get it. But it's just interesting when you mention enrollment up, because I just heard stories on the weekend of kids that couldn't play 12-man football. For whatever reason, they weren't interested in playing 9-man football, so they quit. Mm. Gosh knows, Morgan, there's enough options out there for sports.
Yeah.
Right? So you must feel very fortunate that baseball was allowed to continue.
Yeah, I am. I'm really, really fortunate. I mean, even myself, I played senior ball again. I've never stopped playing. Been playing for like 40 years or something like that. And, you know, just something about baseball for me anyways, just getting out to the park, outside, it's just such a healthy, you know, environment to be in, right? And I think that we got to pick our battles. Some things, you know, are going to have to stay closed. Some things can open up, and I'm just really fortunate that baseball opened up for us.
Yeah, no kidding. So in the time we have left, just in 30 seconds or a minute, give us your best commercial pitch for Inside Pitch for parents that want to check this out, or kids that might even be watching.
Sure. Well, you know, if you want to check us out, best thing is to go to the website at insidepitch.ca. The environment that we have at Inside Pitch, we really focus on personal development and reaching your personal best. We've had 199 kids go to college so far in the last 20 years, and hopefully, you know, you'll come in and be the number 200.
Yeah, no kidding. Good stuff. Well, thanks for what you do. I'm glad you enjoy it so much, and things are going well.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate
All right.
it.
Morgan Reeder from Inside Pitch. Coming up tomorrow, we got the Silver Fox, Kelly Rempel, in studio to talk about a lot of what we talked about today. We'll put a wrap on week one of the NFL. We'll see if the Vegas Golden Knights are still alive. And SiriusXM NFL Radio, Zig Fricasse, is going to be joining us from New York. So thanks to our guests today, Morgan Reeder, Darren Dreger, and Arash Madani. Thanks to you for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Game Plus TV and Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.